With a pipeline full of new solutions to long-standing customer needs and a global reach, Bayer Crop Science is a tremendous position to affect real change. And that's exactly what our industry right now needs. Real change, innovations to tackle the big problems that are facing us all, the biggest of which is how we will feed 9 billion people in the year 2050. And today we need to help growers, we need to help agribusiness, and we need to help each other by working together. We will ensure that we have a secure food supply, a secure fiber supply, and we also use crops for fuel. We're enhancing our portfolio through integrated crop solutions by offering our customers a range of products from seeds and seed traits to seed treatments to biologics to traditional protection products and services to ensure our growers have the tools they need when they need them. We continue to invest in innovation to provide and develop solutions like our revolutionary seed-applied insecticide and our biological called Poncho Votivo. It was the first a seed treatment to be used as a biological mode of action to effectively protect crops from early season pests. You'll learn more about this on our tour today. You're going to go through our seed treatment application center. We're raising our overall R&D expenditures to more than 850 million euros, about 1.1 billion in today's exchange rate, by 2015. And our investments will focus on future biotechnology and crop protection solutions. By strengthening our focus on customers and their needs, we can work together to deliver the right solution at the right time. And to deliver those new solutions, we need to also invest in our people, our communities, and our facilities, and that's what you're seeing here today. In the past year, we've made a significant investment in the Research Triangle Park area. Last July, we opened a $20 million, 60,000 square foot greenhouse facility. It's state-of-the-art, and we're proud to show it to you today. Just last December, we purchased the adjacent 70 acres to this property, more than doubling our site here in Research Triangle Park and doubling down on our investment in the Science Center from our point of the world in biotechnology. We recently opened our 40,000 square foot Development North America research facilities and laboratories. It was an investment of about $16.1 million, and you'll see that on our tour here today. And just last month, several of you were just here as we broke ground on our new North American Bee Care Center. Groundbreaking was 2 weeks ago. The completion is scheduled for later this year in December of 2013. So, additionally, bettering the communities in which we live and work is one way we achieve our mission at Bayer, which is science for a better life. Our community partners that are with us today include Passage Home, the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina, Shepherd's Table Soup Kitchen, North Carolina Theater, the Museum of Life Sciences, and the Queens Foundation. And it isn't only the investing in the community, it's about connecting. In 2012, our employees and retirees in RTP alone volunteered more than 3,750 hours. To celebrate 150 years at Bayer, the Bayer Cares Foundation announced its support of 150 current and retired Bayer employee volunteerism projects that will improve the lives in Bayer communities around the world. Nearly 700 employees and retirees from more than 60 countries applied to Bayer for support for a project in which they volunteer their services as part of our 150th anniversary celebration. Our title of that program was called Being a Role Model Pays Off. I'm very proud to announce that three of those program grants are going to organizations in the Raleigh-Durham community. These projects, part of 9 total U.S.-based nonprofits chosen by Bayer, are the Shepherd's Table Soup Kitchen, Passage Home in Raleigh, and the North Carolina Botanical Garden in Chapel Hill.